Chagas Moorpark is the National Research Centre, and every 2 years we have an open day where we invite all dairy farmers to come to the site to look at the latest technology and I suppose the latest methods and discuss really where the industry is and where it's going in the immediate future. So it's kind of a national day for dairy farmers and for their families, I suppose. About 15,000. So if there's 18,000 dairy farmers, there's certainly a large number of them here on the day. And I suppose the great opportunity is pretty unique in that respect. Across the world, I don't know of many kind of such events that have such an audience. And look, it's a great opportunity for them to engage with researchers, advisors, educators, and talk about what's going on their farms and get some answers, I suppose. And also equally for us to show our work and what we do in terms of trying to improve the lot of dairy farmers in the future.
And of course, there'll be a lot of dairy farmers from the Northwest attending it. What exactly is new this year and what can they expect? I know you mentioned in terms of there's different methods and different types of technology and machinery on display. What can they expect?
Sure. So I suppose the title of the Open Day is Growing Sustainably. And I suppose if you think about it, since 2009, the Irish dairy industry has doubled in terms of economic contribution. It's gone from 2 billion in exports to about 4 billion. And that's, I suppose, the significance of that is it's a rural indigenous industry. So that money is recirculated in the rural economy, you know. So it's massively important in terms of rural Ireland in general and the regions and the employment and everything else in rural areas. And I suppose at the same time, you have to look at, you know, a lot of the national agenda now around climate change and climate change action plan. And I suppose, you know, agriculture is very important in terms of that plan. It's about kind of getting a good match between national ambitions around emissions and agriculture and future practices on farms.